back to Mr. Keene and the case of murder and the jewel thief. Mr. Keene, the famous investigator, and his partner Mike Clancy are investigating the murder of Carl Rollins, alias Kansas Carl, a famous jewel thief who preyed mostly on those in the social register. During the investigation, Mr. Keene and Mike rescued a woman named Grace Bentley, a friend of Carl Rollins, who was being held up by a gunman in her modest apartment. The gunman, George Darcy, escaped. But the story Grace Bentley has to tell appears to Mr. Keene to be very important in regard to solving the murder. And as Mr. Keene listens closely...
I first met Carl Rollins about a year ago, Mr. Keene. I was taking in washing then and did sewing on the side. That's the way I've been supporting myself.
Did you do some work for Rollins, Miss Bentley?
Yes. And he was a charming man. Oh, much younger than I, of course. And I felt more like a mother to him than anything else.
You didn't know then that he was actually Kansas Carl and a notorious society jewel thief?
No, sir. I found that out a few months later. But after I'd gotten to know him well, I realized that there was something fine and decent in Carl that may have been twisted when he was young. So I decided to try to do something about it.
What did you do, Miss Bentley?
I reformed him. I gave him something more important to live for than money and jewels. In the last few months, Mr. Keene, Carl Rollins had changed completely. He was a different man, even a religious man. Oh, I was very proud of him.
What about George Darcy? What did he have to do with Rollins?
Darcy was one of Carl's old cronies. They'd often worked together in jewel robberies. When Darcy came here and held me up, maybe he wanted to get even. You see, I was the one who made Carl break off his partnership in crime with Darcy.
I just called the police, Mr. Keene, and gave them a description of Darcy. Tall, dark, and around 30.
That was the description you gave my partner, Mike Clancy, wasn't it, Miss Bentley?
Yes, Mr. Keene.
Tell me, Miss Bentley, do you think George Darcy may have been involved in Carl Rollins' murder?
I don't know.
Have you ever met Carl's fiancée, Andrea Mitchell?
No, but Carl told me about her. I understand that she's a wonderful woman. And I was glad when he said he was going to marry her. I was glad that there'd be someone else who'd keep him on the right path.
You must have been very fond of Carl Rollins to worry about him that way.
He reminded me of my brother, John. He took up a life of crime and died while trying to resist the police. I thought I'd be doing John's memory a service by helping Carl.
I see. Is there anything else you can add that might help us in any way, Miss Bentley?
No, Mr. Keene. In spite of his past, Carl had turned out to be a very fine man. When he called you, I think he was giving himself up.
That's what I imagined myself.
Maybe he thought you'd be able to help him by acting as a go-between with the police.
Well, Mike, I guess Miss Bentley has told us everything. I'm going down to police headquarters now to see if I can identify George Darcy in the rogues' gallery.
You want me to go with you, boss?
No, Mike. Darcy's still on the loose, and he's dangerous. I was thinking of Andrea Mitchell, Carl Rollins' fiancée. Darcy might try to strike at her in some way. Suppose you go over to her home, Mike, and I'll join you there in an hour or two.
Okay, Mr. Keene.
George Darcy undoubtedly holds the key to Carl Rollins' murder. When we finally get our hands on him, he'll have a great deal to answer for.
Will you have another cup of coffee, Mr. Clancy?
No, thanks, Mrs. Mitchell. Do you mind if I smoke, ma'am?
Please do. I'm very grateful to Mr. Keene for sending you over to my home. Even though I never met this man, George Darcy, he worries me after what you've told me about him.
Well, Mr. Keene himself will be here any minute now. Sure, and is that a picture of your daughter, ma'am?
Yes, that's Jean. She's 17. That picture was taken just before her father died.
Why, she's a fine-looking girl.
Oh, someone's at the door. It must be Mr. Keene.
Just a second, Mrs. Mitchell. Mr. Keene wouldn't try to come in without ringing first, unless it was an emergency.
Well, there's the doorbell now.
Well, I'll go out, get out of sight behind them drapes there, just to be on the safe side.
Oh, Mr. Clancy, you think it
now,
may be...
just answer the door, Mrs. Mitchell, like you were here alone. Let me do the rest.
Oh. One scream and I'll shoot, lady. Get inside. Okay. Where is it?
Where's what?
The loot. And don't fool with me. I want it all.
I I don't know what you're talking about.
You and Kansas Carl were going to be married. He must have told you what he did with the stuff. Who did he give it to? Where is it?
Stand still, mister. Don't raise that gun or I'll pull this trigger. Drop it. Drop your artillery on the floor. Now just put your hands behind your back. I'll slip a nice pair of shiny handcuffs on them. There, I guess that'll hold you for a while, mister. That's probably the boss right now, Mrs. Mitchell. Will you let him in, ma'am?
Oh, yes, Mr. Clancy. Mr. Keene.
Mrs. Mitchell, I see you have a visitor.
Mr. Keene, this man just came in and held me up. If your partner, Mr. Clancy, hadn't been here...
I had to put the handcuffs on him, boss.
I saw this man going to the house ahead of me, Mike, with his gun drawn. I thought I'd cover him from behind, knowing you were here to protect Mrs. Mitchell. What's your name?
Darcy.
Sure, and this is George Darcy, the fellow we've been looking for, Mr. Keene.
So it appears, Mike. What are you doing here, Darcy?
Ask her.
What? I don't know what he means.
No? Take a look at that pin she's wearing, Keene.
What about it?
It was stolen 8 months ago, along with $100,000 worth of jewels.
Why, I never knew this pin was stolen. It isn't very valuable.
Maybe not, but the rest of that stuff was worth a fortune. And you know where it is.
This pin was given to me by Carl Rollins. I never dreamed it was stolen.
I'm afraid it could make you an accessory, Mrs. Mitchell. Oh. However, by accusing you, George Darcy has opened himself to suspicion of murder.
What?
Darcy, you thought Mrs. Mitchell was hoarding some of your ex-partner Carl Rollins' stolen loot. But you wouldn't have dared to come here to get it if you weren't sure Rollins was dead.
Well, I
want the truth, Darcy. Remember, your own life hangs in the balance, too.
I didn't kill Carl. I knew he was dead because I found his body in his room.
You were in his apartment today.
Carl was going to turn himself into the police. He was giving up $500,000 worth of jewelry. A part of that haul was mine, and I wanted to get hold of it.
And you came here thinking Mrs. Mitchell knew where those stolen jewels were.
She was going to marry Carl, wasn't she?
Were you the man who also held up Grace Bentley a few hours ago and tied her to a chair?
She told you it was me?
Yes, she said you were angry at her because she broke up your criminal partnership with Carl Rollins.
I'm not sore at anyone, Keene. It was strictly a business proposition. I wanted my split of those jewels before Carl turned them in to the police.
All right, Mike. We'll take this man, Darcy, down to headquarters.
You're arresting me for murder?
No, Darcy. I'm turning you in for attempted robbery. But I'm fairly certain I'll also turn in Carl Rollins' murderer within an hour. Lock on that door is still broken, Mike. Open it without knocking.
Okay, Mr. Keene, sir. Wait, the place is pitch dark, boss.
There's a light under that door over there. Open the door. It's probably the bedroom.
Oh, Mr. Keene, why? What are you doing here?
Are you going somewhere, Miss Bentley? I see you're packing a bag.
I was going to Philadelphia to see my sister.
Your sister? Is she as much a figment of your clever imagination as your brother was?
What do you mean?
Mike, take a look in that suitcase.
Okay, boss.
Keep away from my thing.
One side, lady.
So you reformed Carl Rollins, Miss Bentley. You also murdered him.
Well, you can't prove that.
Oh, no? Just take a look at this, Mr. Keene. There's a false bottom in this suitcase.
Why, you...
Saints preserve us. There must be a fortune in jewelry here.
Yes, Mike. Bracelets, rings, and necklaces that Carl Rollins had stolen over the years, which he was going to return to the police when Grace Bentley shot him down. Her reforming Rollins was only a device, an excuse to gain his confidence so she could get hold of those stolen gems herself.
I've got to hand it to you, Keene. I never thought you suspected me.
Would you like to know how you gave yourself away, Grace Bentley?
Yes, how?
You described George Darcy as being tall, dark, and about 30 years of age. He happens to be short, bald, and at least 40. You gave a false description because you didn't want me to catch him. You were afraid he confessed that he suspected you of having Carl Rollins stolen jewels.
All right, it's your deal, Keene. But I'll make your proposition. I can get rid of that jewelry and collect $500,000 in cash for it. I'll split with you 50-50 if you let me go free.
That's quite a proposition. You must have some very good connections in the underworld.
I ought to. I spent plenty of time up the river.
Then you're actually a professional jewel thief with a record, as I suspect.
Look, Keene, are you making a deal or aren't you?
I'm not, but you are with the district attorney.
I'll kill you!
You're not so fast.
Let me go. Let me go before
I... Nathan, she's as strong as a man, boss. If she wants to do a little wrestling, she can wrestle with these handcuffs.
The handcuffs will hold her, Mike, until we replace them with iron bars. Miss Bentley did a good job of reforming Carl Rollins. But I think his love for Andrea Mitchell had more to do with his decision to turn over a new leaf. But as far as I can see, there's only one reform for you, Grace Bentley, and that's the death sentence.
And so Mr. Keene finds the solution to the case of murder and the jewel thief. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummert. Dialogue by Lawrence Klee. Bennett Kilpack plays Mr. Keene. It is on the air every Thursday at this time. Don't miss Mr. Keene next Thursday when the kindly old Tracer turns to the case of the two-faced murderer.